Up next, we have Chris Catterin. He lived in Charlottesville for 2 years, and he doesn't trust cats because they're too floppy. I'm trying really hard not to make a joke about floppy pussies here, and it's just, it's really, really hard. He's a Gemini. All right, Chris.
It's really just about cats. But. So it was spring break of last year, and I went up to New York to visit a couple friends. And these guys were rising stars in the financial world, so my plan was just to put on some nice clothes, go out to a fancy dinner, and just live way outside of my means for a weekend with these guys, and then come back to be a grad student. So our Saturday night started out pretty tamely. We just got drinks and caught a basketball game at a bar downtown. And then we went to the New York Athletic Club for dinner, which is basically like an inner-city country club, kind of a weird thing. But I was having a good enough time. My scotch was getting charged to my friend Kevin's account, which was nice. And it was good, but after a while, my friends got really tired that this place was just kind of a country club with a bunch of old women. And they decided they wanted to go and meet some women. Okay, fine. I thought we'd go to some jazzy club, and we got into a cab and headed out. So when we finally got there, we showed up at Dino's Bikini Bar. Okay. Now, Dino's is just like this dingy watering hole in the basement of kind of a nothing building. And their main goal is to bring the beach atmosphere into downtown Manhattan 365 days a year. They keep the heat at 80 degrees. They decorate with cardboard palm trees and tiki bars. And they have a troupe of Eastern European girls dancing around in bikinis serving you drinks. Makes sense. So the beer was obviously expensive. It's New York City. Fine. But my friends were doing shots with the owner, and I was having a good enough time just kind of watching the situation unfold. But at the same time, the bar just kind of had this weird edge to it, and I couldn't quite kick the feeling that these girls were maybe indentured to Dino. And I wasn't really okay with that. So this was fine. I was kind of wrestling with this for a while, but fortunately I didn't need to do it for too long. You see, my friend Kevin decided that he wanted to go someplace livelier. We were the only group that was in there at this point, and the girls weren't really that interested in making eye contact. So Kevin ran out to grab a cab, and me and this guy, Dave, hopped in. And I'd only met Dave a few times before, but he seemed like a fun enough guy. So I said, okay, great, we'll go someplace, you know, another one of these jazzy nightclubs, whatever. This time we end up in front of Lace 2, which is one of New York's finest strip clubs. Thought the Dino's was bad. So as we're walking in, I know Kevin pretty well, but I really don't know Dave. And Dave just turns to me and says, don't do anything to embarrass me. Okay. So this is Dave's scene. He's worked security in strip clubs before, and he spends a lot of time there. Fine, I'm not going to judge. But because he spent so much time there, he could tell that I was out of place right away. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. I'd actually never been to a strip club before. This is my first time. I thought it would be fun. Figured I could just have a couple drinks, I could throw some singles at women, and just kind of have a good time. No. You see, it's a weird fluke of New York City that anything that you actually want or need to do just costs $20. Okay, so if you want to go and get lunch, for one, that's $20. Park your car in a lot, that's $20. And if you want a lap dance, it's going to be $20 too. And these girls were not interested in working for singles. Okay, it's all about the lap dances for them. So as soon as we get in there, these girls just start swarming around us, asking if we want to dance like every 2 seconds. And, you know, I'd been pretty excited about Kevin paying for my drinks at NIAC, so when I realized that this was a cash business and I couldn't exactly charge things on his tab, and I remembered that I'm a grad student and not in the financial world, this was a problem. Both my parents are accountants, and this stuff just goes through my head nonstop. So I was happy to have a good time, but I couldn't help worrying about the money. So let me just stop for a second to tell you about Kevin and Dave. Kevin is a lawyer. He lives downtown with his wife and dog in a pretty nice apartment. And he's a good guy, but he can't hold his liquor at all. And things get out of hand when women show up. So good case in point. What Kevin remembers from his bachelor party is waking up the next morning with a dollar bill lodged firmly in his anus. That's what Kevin remembers. What Kevin doesn't remember is being undressed down to his boxers, being laid down on the floor, and having the stripper pee all over him to the enjoyment of everybody else. Okay? And yeah, exactly. So Dave is just kind of fucked up, for lack of a better word, all right? So in college, he was overweight, in the college Republicans, just kind of like real uptight. But when he moved to New York, he started doing coke, and he went kind of off the deep end, and just started living this ridiculously decadent lifestyle. So he's one of the smartest people I've ever met, but he's completely out of his mind. He's a member of a speakeasy in Little Italy. You walk in through a fake door into a freezer and go up a flight of stairs and have the owner's daughter serve you drinks. It's good. But this is the kind of guy that I somehow ended up at the strip club with who didn't want me to embarrass him. Okay. So, fine. I was pretty uneasy with the whole situation by the time we got there, especially given the people I was going in with. And there was just something in the air that left me feeling even filthier than I had at Dino's, which was saying quite a bit. And at first I thought it might have just been because I was raised Catholic, but it really wasn't that. It was actually the smell. Does anybody know the smell of a strip club? No? It was weird, but it smelled like, I think it was like the body makeup, sweat, and fear that was going on. But all I can say is that it smelled like a cross between a movie theater and a hardware store. So next time y'all go to a strip club, just think of that, and let me know if I'm right. So we get in there, and Dave starts talking to one of the girls, and I bought Kevin a lap dance to pay him back for the cab. He quickly bought the fattest stripper in the room and sent her my way. That was fun. Now, I'd always thought, you know, first time in a strip club, first lap dance, it's going to be great. I was thinking of a haze of just alcohol and breasts swarming around me. Instead, I had this plump woman just kind of quasi-rhythmically rubbing her stripper smell all over these nice clothes that I'd put on, thinking that I was going to have a good weekend. And I was trying to suppress the guilt of actually paying for this favor. It just wasn't working. So I thought I might still be able to enjoy it a little bit, but then a thought jumped into my mind, and it just ruined the whole thing. And all I thought was, shit, I need to get this suit dry cleaned now. I don't know why it happened. It just came in there, and that was it. So mercifully, the dance ended, and the women came back over trying to sell their services, which was fine for Dave. He was having a good time. I decided to order another drink, so I turned around and tried to call a waitress over, and I heard Dave say behind me, "Yeah, him." So I looked back to see what he was talking about, and all of a sudden, he was leaning in to kiss me. Okay. So his advice not to embarrass him was still very fresh in my mind, and I was really hoping that he wouldn't be leaning in to kiss me unless he had a really good reason to. So I managed to fight my instincts and just kind of let him kiss me. He didn't slip me any tongue, which was good. And after a brief kiss, he just kind of looked back to the girl and said, "You see?" And she just kind of walked away. And he said under his breath, "Holy shit, I can't believe that worked." So he quickly informed me that he's lost a lot of money in strip clubs. He just has spent a ton. And he'd been looking for a long time for a way to get around spending the money while still enjoying the show. And so on a whim, he told the stripper that we were gay, that we were together, and that we were only there for Kevin's bachelor party. And then he went in to kiss me to try and prove it, because they apparently get this a lot. But usually people fight back. So the story wasn't really airtight, okay? Dave had been ogling the women since we walked in, and even if we were gay, we would have made an odd couple. I was dressed like I was going in for an interview at Fox News, kind of like I am now, and Dave looked like Johnny Rotten just getting back from a three-day bender. It didn't really work. But the good news was that Kevin was still spending a ton of money on lap dances, so we were able to kind of keep this going for a little bit without evincing too much anger from the club's management for cutting into their revenue. So anytime a girl came up to ask us if we wanted to dance, we just told her that we were together. And they would always demand that we kiss each other, but I figured, you know, my social behavioral norms, whatever, they were out the window at Dino's. So just go along with it. I was saving money. It was good. And this was a really fun way to cheat the system, and we started having a lot more fun with it and began upping the ante a little bit more. So at one point we told the girl, you know, that we were actually like dating, and then I even told one that, you know, Dave and I had been dating for a long time and I wanted a lap dance, but he got jealous when I gave girls attention in public, and it's, I wanted to give her the money, but I just couldn't do it without pissing him off. All right. So so all of a sudden he turns around and he says, after she walks away, and says, "You think I'd date you for 3 years?" And I'm thinking like, oh shit, you know, Dave's gonna blow it, but it just kind of looked like a lover's quarrel, and so this sort of worked, which was good. So the oh shit moment finally came when one girl just refused to believe that we were gay unless she saw some tongue. And in spite of all the boundaries I'd been willing to cross that night, I still had my limits, and getting to know the inside of Dave's mouth was just completely out of the question. So I went for broke. I looked her in the eye, and I said, "Honey, you know how this works. If you want to see a show, you gotta pay up." Now, strippers don't get sassed too often, especially by uptight conservative straight guys pretending to be gay. So her jaw just kind of dropped, and she managed to say, "How much?" And I could only say the one thing that came to mind that made sense. "Same as you, $20. And she said something about going to get the money and walked away, and thankfully she never came back. And after that, apparently word got out that we were the gay couple, and we were left in peace for the rest of the night. We didn't drop another penny. So, far from being embarrassed, Dave was absolutely amazed that I'd gone along with this graft and had kind of delivered the coup de grace to the stripper's onslaught. But Kevin was another story, of course. He'd gone to the back for a private dance for about an hour and a half, and he came back looking shell-shocked and really guilt-ridden. I wouldn't tell us how much he'd spent. But he had to ask me to pay for his cab home. Remember, he's a lawyer in New York, and I'm a grad student, and he's aware of this. I was happy enough to do it because, you know, he was going to have to go and explain his losses to his wife. And I'd spent less than $50, so that was fine. But kind of the moral of the story is that my bromance with Dave had actually paid off. And if you're in a strip club and you pretend to be gay, you can save a lot of money.